Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Welcome, everybody. This is your Sydney podcast preview from Sky Sports Radio. It's out every Thursday from Paul Joyce right through the carnival, looking towards Saturday's meeting, giving you the head start, particularly with the quaddy. Welcome to you, Paul.
Welcome back to you, Andrew. You've got your timing right, haven't you? Group 1 Winx Stakes Day, and we're off to Randwick on what should be a beautiful day. Good track, rail out 4 metres. So, look, spring's here, and I can't wait.
Yeah, while I've been away, the weather really has stayed pretty clear. It's got quite dry, and these tracks, well, as you say, Randwick Saturday, no excuse for these horses.
Exactly right. We don't have to worry about those wet trackers anymore. We've done enough of that through June and July, so now we can enjoy finding some good track horses and fair tracks. And as you're right, no excuses. We should just start backing plenty of winners.
All right, legs of the quaddy start with race 6, the Show County Quality over the 1,200. 8 and 14 are the early ones, Handsome Thief and Liz Dunvana. Still leaves us with a double-figure field. How does it set up here?
Well, there's good speed. Cattersby, Mandalion, Bonhomie, they'll all work forward. I think Dreamforce may go back from the wide gate. I've gone back and found an old first-up win of his where he came from last on the turn, so expect a quiet ride aboard him. For the quaddy, I've gone 12, 13, 6, 7 and 1. We've got the 12 on top, Trope. He's a horse I just like him. You know, he's a big, strong type. He was thrown in the deep end last prep. It was only his second start. He went around in the listed fireball. He ran a cracking second there, bumped into Classique Legend in the Arrowfield Sprint, and then should have won the Hawkesbury Guineas before going for a spell. So you can hardly knock anything he's done. He's had the two lead-up trials. He's drawn wide. He'll get back. He'll need a bit of luck. But he's got 53 kilos on his back, and there's just no way I wouldn't back him to win this race. But obviously there are other chances. The 13 Baller, he's trialling really well this horse for his first up run. He surprised a few last preparation. He also ended up in the Arrowfield Sprint behind Classique Legend, and I think he's ready to go first up. Number 6, Cascadian, a former French galloper with Godolphin. He's first up. He's been gelded. He had a quiet trial. His overseas form's terrific. He's got second in Group 1 races over there. So big watch on Cascadian. The 7, Deprived, the stablemate. Well, he's up and running. He's got winter form. He's fit. He's got barrier 1. But I just wonder whether the market's got him a little bit too short, considering he's right up against some tough gallopers on Saturday. And number 1, Dreamforce, as I mentioned earlier. I think he'll go back. We're ridden quietly, and he's capable of causing an upset right down the outside. So we'll go 12, 13, 6, 7 and 1 in the Show County.
And it's interesting, Cascadian is $15 in the Tab Epsom already before we see him race. So the putters are a bit wary even going into a race like Saturday with that one. So 12, 13, 6, 7 and 1 in the Show County Quality. The Group 1 is the Winx Stakes. She's not there this year. She's off to stud. So it's a different sort of race this year.
Certainly is. Only one horse has backed up from the last year's Winx Stakes, where, of course, Winx blew them away. And that was stablemate Unforgotten, who finished 6th. In this year's race, the speed will come from Samadout. No doubt Bjorn Baker's just going to send him along in front, hope that he can hang on for as long as possible. Now, the horses that will do the chasing are the Best of Days and the Le Remains. For the quaddy, I found it a bit tricky. I've gone 1, 10, 7, 2 and 8. So we've got Avilius on top, the class runner. He's trialled well. 1,400 touch short for him. And he'll get back, but I just had to go with class here. Number 10, Very Elegant, obviously a huge threat. She burst onto the scene late last campaign. And, yeah, gained 1,400, probably a touch short for her. But she's oozes class, and she's the main danger. Then we get the horses that are up and running, like Invincible Gem. She's big odds. She chased home Elise. I only just missed in the missile. So she's got the race fitness on her side. She's got barrier 1. I couldn't leave her out. Happy Clapper, great first up figures. His trials were a bit misleading. I don't know how well you'd take him off his trials, but there's plenty of early money around for him. And let's face it, if you run second to Winx as many times as he has, you've got to go into a quaddy. And number 8, Unforgotten. I'm just going to throw her in as the 5th pick. I thought she trialled really well. In fact, she trialled better than Happy Clapper to the eye. So we'll go 1, 10, 7, 2 and 8 in the Winx Stakes.
I saw the first of the Clappers trial before I took the break, and I thought, gee, you've come back all right. But I've heard mixed views on his last trial.
Yeah, he just lost touch midway down the straight, and Huey Bowman had to get stuck into him, which isn't usually what you see with Happy Clapper. But you know, it was one of those trials. They went slowly, they sprinted home, and I wouldn't read too much into it, but certainly not as sharp as he often trials. And, you know, you've just got to keep that in the back of your mind.
Okay, so 1, 10, 7, 2 and 8 in the Group 1 Wink Stakes. And the good news for our Sky Sports Radio audience, Paul Joyce is going to be joining Darren Flindell in all of these feature races on Saturday for immediate analysis. That's live on Saturday afternoon on the National Racing Service. Race 8, the Toy Show Quality. How's this one? Well, Goldfinch is there, drawn barrier 1. I think that tells me.
Yeah, exactly. Pace, pressure, right on. We've got Kiyomichi back too, of course, who led throughout to win a Golden Slipper. So I could go through about six or seven of these. And Merrill, another one, just pace right across the track here. Brook Magic drawn out. There's another one. So loads of speed. Agent Pipper. So just speed everywhere here, which means I really like the race. I've gone 4, 8, 3 and 12, but I'm really keen on number 4, Mizzy, if anyone wants to have an early bet. She's been trialling the house down. She ran third to Elise at her first trial. She ran second to Sunlight at her second trial, and she was going better than anything outside of Sunlight in that trial, and there were some big names in behind her. So look at her form last prep. She ran fourth in the Surround behind Nikita Jane Beaton, half a length. She ran fourth in the Coolmore Classic behind Dixie Blossoms. So she's genuine Group 1 class, and I think first up off that trial, 53 kilos, a lovely gait. I'm really keen on Mizzy. So number 4 goes on top. The 8 notation, she's up and running, she's flying. She was a certainty beaten last start. Maddie Dale's finally found a race. She can have a crack at Black Type. Dyslexic, she's capable first up on a dry track. She'll need a few favours, but she's got the ability. And I thought number 12, Into the Abyss, she was a mare who was a certainty beaten during the carnival in the autumn here, and she races well on her home track. So we're throwing a few extras in, 4, 8, 3 and 12, but my money's already on the 4, Mizzy.
Mizzy there for Tommy Berry and Anthony Cummings. A strong push from Paul in the Toy Show. The last at 5 past 5, and we've got some horses here at 1400 that are in good form. I like the win of Roe Heron coming back, the lightly race one for Godolphin.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm keen on him as well. In fact, I've only got 2 runners here in the last, 11 Roe Heron and 7 Prime Candidate. And the good thing here is Prime Candidate will roll forward and probably lead. If he sees out the 1400, he'll take a lot of catching because he was very good second up over the 1200 off a long spell winning at Rose Hill. But Roe Heron, on the other hand, 4 starts, 3 wins and a second, and it was one of the best seconds you'll ever see behind Chestar. And look, he needed the run first up. He was still a length and a half margin on his rivals in a benchmark 88. So he's sticking to the same class. He only goes up 2 kilos for that win, and he'll strip so much fitter for that run. So, look, I can't really see him getting beaten at the 1400, but we've got Prime Candidate in as our insurance, if you like, just in case he gets away with some sort of soft lead up front right here and may find some traffic. But 11 and 7, the only 2 runners I think we'll need in the last.
Okay, so 11 and 7 there. So we're starting wide early, but confidence in the last leg.
Exactly. And look, I've probably gone a little bit too wide in a couple of those, but we could afford to do it, and I'd rather get something than miss. So we're getting 10% of the dividend for our $20, which is what we try to aim for right through the spring. So we'll kick off on budget, Andrew, this week, and let's hope we can start the spring off with a bang.
The Group 1 Wink Stakes, looking forward to that on a good track at Randwick on Saturday. Paul will be back with us at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning to go through every race. And as I say, live on Saturday afternoon through the National Racing Service, after each of the feature races, you'll get immediate analysis from Paul as well. Good on you, mate. Looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah, great to have you back, Andrew. Can't wait.
Paul Joyce joining us in our weekly podcast looking towards Randwick on Saturday.